Hi, Joanna. I send you love and blessings from North Carolina. I just came from my altar, where I did practice for you, to support you in the great transition you are making. Lucky you. You are returning to the arms of the great beloved. What joy. I want to thank you. Before any other podcasters, you saw the significance of my work and recognized the value of the visions that I was bringing back from my psychedelic journey. You saw it and you sent it out into the world, just as you have sent out so many insights and teachings and understandings of so many persons. What a great gift to humanity that you've given. How can we thank you enough? You know, in Tibetan culture, it's traditional when someone is at your stage of life that they be read the Tibetan Book of the Dead to help them participate more consciously in this great transition. Well, I'd like to do something like that for you today. But instead of the Tibetan Book of the Dead, I'd like to read you the session in which I first entered the Diamond Luminosity. I invite you to relax and hear the words as an echo of your own journey into the great bliss. Today is a day I have waited many years for. How can I express my gratitude to every person and circumstance that made today possible? How can I say thank you enough? After a long period of opening, I found myself repeatedly saying, I have earned the right to die. Far from fearing death, I was seeking it out, demanding that death come to me. I was deflecting half measures and insisting on my right to a complete and final death. I had done my work. I had earned the right to die, and I was calling on this right. My litany focused me, carrying me deeper and deeper to a point of complete concentration. From this position of absolute focus, I began to die. Oh, what sweet death! I began to savor what was happening. What I had previously feared now opened as incredible sweetness. How wonderful to experience death. What a surprising reversal. Thank you. Thank you. Upon dying, I moved into an ecstatic mode of experience that was different from anything I have previously known. The entire flow of the experience was different. Light-filled, yes, a universe composed of nothing but light. But what stood out for me is something I have difficulty finding the right words for. It was as if I had moved inside the inner flow of God's being, as if my life was now bending and flowing through a being of infinite dimensions. There was nothing fuzzy about the experience. On the contrary, it was extraordinarily clear and precise. The boundaries of this clarity exceeded anything I had previously known. Apparently, one death was not enough to get the job done in my case. I found myself standing in the middle of a circle of spinning bands of colorful energy that held my entire life. All my time moments were present in them. I fell into this circle, touching some part of my life. But as soon as I did, it died out from under me, and I instantly found myself in the luminous death state beyond individual identity. Then I would be returned to the center of the circle, and the process would repeat itself. Now falling in a different direction and touching a different area of my life. Over and over again, I went through this process of dying in all directions, driving home the point that there was nothing unfinished here. Wherever I turned, there was no resistance, only effortless death and incredible sweetness. The repetition kept expanding the scope of the transition, taking me deeper and deeper into ecstasy, until eventually there was no center to return to, only the pure, seamless condition of the death state. What strange language to describe our true nature. The death state, incredibly clear, luminous beyond measure, incredible age, a seamless intelligence running not above but inside existence, reaching out and moving into larger wholes of experience, ecologies of experience encompassing thousands, perhaps millions of beings, human experience folded into earth experience, just touches, taste, ecstatic reverence for the integrated movement of life throughout the universe. For hours, I was carried along the currents of this condition. About this state, one says either too little or too much. Today was so unlike any previous mode of experience that language truly fails. Silent appreciation seems the best recourse, combined with ceaseless prayers of thanksgiving. How can something so crystal clear, so devoid of earthly form, evoke tears of homecoming? What are we that such imprisoned splendor, once released, floods us with rivers of gratitude? Whom shall we thank for what we are? Where do I direct my deep appreciation? There is no one place, so I send my prayer into the seamless fabric of existence, left and right, high and low, in infinite dimensions all around. My attempts to describe the experience keep breaking down, and I end up repeating the same words over and over. I am home, and free, and light. I am home, and free, and light. There is nothing more I can say. So now, Joanna, join me in distributing the blessings of your merit to all the levels of existence, to share the blessings of your life with all the beings from all the realms. This Tibetan prayer. Om Dare Dare Bandare Swaha Jaya Jaya Siddhi Siddhi Palla Palla Aha Shasama Mama Kulin Samenda. Blessings to you, Joanna. Blessings. Great joy. Great happiness. Great peace. Thank you so much. Take care, my friend.